For the past few days, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been playing around with Coffee Circle coffees from Germany, roasted in Berlin, and they specialize on Ethiopian coffees. And if you've been listening to the booze in the past few days, you'll have noticed that I have had lots of sessions with these two coffees, the Lili Sahara and the Duromina. Duromina kind of won a prize, I think, in 2013. They've come back, they've got it in their program again, Coffee Circle, and it's a delightful coffee. So is the Lili Sahara, actually. And I've started with cupping them, and you could really notice a total difference between the two. Mouthfeel already, taste, aromas, notes, everything different, and so fascinating because, okay, Ethiopia is a large country, but there are so many different coffees coming out of Ethiopia, and they're all beautiful. So the Lili Sahara, because on a cupping table it had kind of a heavier mouthfeel, I then tried it as an espresso first, as a milk-based drink first, but obviously extracted with the R58 dual boiler PID machine. Beautiful espresso machine, one group, and so it was great as an espresso. It also, you know, was lovely with a bit of milk as a piccolo. Also tried it on a friend as a latte. They like something a bit more chocolatey, so it kind of benefited of less milk than a latte, but still very, very beautiful, interesting journey for the palate. As for the Duromina, immediately on the cupping table, a very delicate coffee. And it's got these kind of lovely florally notes, very light on the mouthfeel, more tea-like. And I've had delicious coffees with it in the Chemex, just delightful as an afternoon coffee or even early evening coffee. It was really, really beautiful. But the motto being at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is, who dares wins. And today, just because I can, I've tried the Duromina as an espresso. I pulled it through the R58. And I tell you what, it needed just a bit more dosing. Normally I kind of start with 18, 18 and a half. And I started the Duromina off with 18 and a half. And it just was not giving me as many kind of interesting notes that I wanted. Also a bit thin. So I just updosed it. I didn't want to go much finer on the grind, so to not choke the coffee itself. And I think on my second extraction, I hit gold because, in fact, I boldly updosed to 20 and a half grams and just went one tiny little increment finer on my Mahlkönig Vario, which, of course, is a beautiful grinder, which on the left-hand side, you've got the fine increments that you can play with, and they make a huge difference, actually. One little tip, if you've got one of these Mahlkönig Varios at home, is to actually also every now and again recalibrate it. And I would also encourage you to, if you've got espresso, just use it for espresso. Although obviously it says increments on the right hand side, it does guide you. You can do espresso, you can do filter, you can do press coffee. But I would suggest always to keep one grinder dedicated to espresso and the other one dedicated to filter coffees, which want coarser grinds. So that's just by the side a little tip, and it's very easy to recalibrate the Vario, and I do it quite regularly because sometimes I just run out of fineness because I do a lot of espresso that I review here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. But let's go back to the Coffee Circle Duromina, an exquisite coffee as a Chemex. And so here live on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo again is, I am putting my lips to this Duromina, a very delicate coffee, pushed through the R58 as an espresso, updosed to 20 and a half grams, and then extracted beautifully into my shot glass. And I tell you what, it works. I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's got a lot of fruitiness. It loses its delicate because it's kind of delicate mouthfeel, just because an espresso is a much harsher way of brewing coffee. So, but it is extremely interesting. It gives you a zingy feeling on the on your tongue, on the palate. But it's beautiful. It does kind of take you onto a journey, and it's a very refreshing coffee. I'd say it does work, but it does shine in the Chemex and as a filter coffee. Afternoon, just beautiful. But again, I tell you what, who dares wins, because you got to do everything with these coffees and see where your taste buds take you and what you like. One thing I can say, Coffee Circle doing a great job with Ethiopian coffees. Lily Sahara gets my thumbs up, and so does the Doromina. Maybe the Lily Sahara, more of an all-round coffee because it shines in more than just one vessel, whereas the Doromina shining really as a filter coffee, but very daring and very interesting as an espresso too.